are snoring worms uh-huh. in this area. It's the only place that I've ever seen that they do this, and everywhere else they dig wigglers in a barn. That's probably what people do in your part of the country. But here, we don't have any wigglers around here. We have earthworms, and you drive a stob down in the ground approximately 15 inches, and you leave approximately 6 inches of it sticking up out of the ground, and you take a brick or a piece of iron and you rub on it, and the vibration that it makes, the worms will come crawling out of the ground. If it's early in the morning,
I can see doing that for an hour.
If it's early in the morning, before the sun comes up, they usually come up pretty easy early in the morning. But after the sun comes up, they're not too easy to get up. So you need to get them early in the morning. They come up a lot better. 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, they'll start coming up, and you get all you can get up then. You pull your stob up and you move over 30 or 40 feet and drive it down again. I wanted to put that in because I knew you wouldn't believe it, but that's the way they get them. Call them grunting worms. Uh-huh. In Chipley, I think it's Chipley, they have a contest of who can get up and grunt the most worms, you know.
What about the kind of fish that you might use for bait?
There's so many small fish. In fact, just about any small fish alive is good bait if you're fishing for big fish. Around here, they use catfish is a good live bait. Mm-hmm. You can cut the fins off of catfish, and it makes just the finest kind of live bait. We use a chofer is a good live bait. This is a fish that gets up to about like your hand. Of course, when you're fishing with fish that big, you're after a big fish, you know. I'm speaking of saltwater fishing, mm-hmm. bottom fishing in saltwater, in deep water.
What about in freshwater?
In freshwater, you small brim, mm-hmm. it's good bait.
Do you have something you call a minnow or a shiner?
Yes, use those in freshwater.
What is that?
It's a roach. Some people around here call them shiners or roaches. It's a type of fish, mm-hmm. little shiny fish. And you use the little minnows for crappie fishing. Mm-hmm. That's freshwater, all that freshwater.
A hard shell thing that can pull its neck and its legs into its shell?
A tortoise. Mm-hmm. a turtle.
Any other... a tortoise, is that on land or in water or what?
A tortoise is a turtle mm-hmm. that travels on land. I don't think you'd refer to a tortoise as a sea turtle. Mm-hmm. We have, I think, 3 different kinds of sea turtles, a loggerhead and a green turtle, and there's a striped head turtle. There's also a freshwater striped head turtle, but it's not the same turtle.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of land turtle, that burrows holes?
Gophers.
Okay. And what about a freshwater turtle?
There's a loggerhead turtle that's a freshwater turtle. Mm-hmm. Also, saltwater has a loggerhead turtle, and I think it's a true name, loggerhead. Mm-hmm. But now the freshwater turtle that we call a loggerhead turtle, the true name is... I just can't remember now.
Did you ever hear anything called terrapin or tarpon?
Yeah, terrapin.
Is that on land or in water or what?
No, I think that's a speckle turtle that you see crawling around on land.
Uh-huh. What about cooter? Have you ever heard of
that? Yeah, cooters and stink gems.
What's that?
It's a little cooter that they get about that big, about 3 inches across them. It's the largest one I've ever seen, and you find them in little old ponds. Some people call them stink gems, and some people call them cooters.
They're little turtle things?
Yeah, little turtles.
Kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Moth or cannel fly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the kinds that eat your wool clothes?
Moth.
Okay, or if you're talking about several...
A silverfish, or moth.
Okay. And something that flies around with a light in its tail.
A lightning bug.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Wasp, bees.
Okay.